Welcome to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve, Senior Pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas. Now, here's Pastor Jeff.
Well, good morning and welcome to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. When's the last time you looked at the Declaration of Independence? It was penned by Thomas Jefferson. He was the principal author of the Declaration of Independence, July 4th, 1776. And in the preamble, we read these words: "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its power in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness." And it goes on. Obviously, it was written a long time ago, and the language is a little a little tough for us today. You have to think through it. But we are very familiar, most of us, about, to quote Joe Biden, you know the thing, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And we are endowed by our Creator with these rights. Well, perhaps you heard on Capitol Hill yesterday, Tim Kaine from Virginia, the same place that Thomas Jefferson was from, the senator from Virginia. You know, Tim Kaine was Hillary Clinton's running mate in 2016. It's kind of funny. Tim Kaine and Tim Walz, in my opinion, both are so far left, they've left America, but they look alike. And they're two loons that, my opinion again, two loons that look alike. And I was talking to my engineer here, Jay Budzlowski, who happens also to be my son-in-law, and he said, "Yeah, I confuse those guys. When I see one of them, I say to myself, okay, which one is that? Tim Kaine, Tim Walz look alike." Well, this is what Tim Kaine had to say on Capitol Hill yesterday, and the response from Senator Ted Cruz.
"The notion that rights don't come from laws and don't come from the government, but come from the Creator, that's what the Iranian government believes. So the statement that our rights do not come from our laws or our governments is extremely troubling."
So Senator Kaine said in this hearing that he found it a radical and dangerous notion that you would say our rights came from God and not from government. I just walked into the hearing as he was saying that, and I almost fell out of my chair. Because that radical and dangerous notion, in his words, is literally the founding principle upon which the United States of America was created. And if you do not believe me, and you made reference to this, Mr. Barnes, then you can believe perhaps the most prominent Virginian to ever serve, Thomas Jefferson, who wrote in the Declaration of Independence, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and that they are endowed by their Creator, not by government, not by the Democratic National Committee, but by God."
Well, that was Senator Ted Cruz responding to Tim Kaine. And it's just amazing. And Tim Kaine is like, "Yeah, I mean, of course, the rights come from government." Well, there was a Catholic bishop that took issue with him and had to respond, he said, because Tim Kaine claims to be a Catholic and evidently claims to believe the doctrine of the Catholic Church. And this bishop said, "Hey, what's the deal here? This is the foundation of our country, And he found it very, very troubling, as everyone should find it troubling. And you ask yourself the question, well, does Tim Kaine speak for the Democrats? Is that where the Democrats are coming from? Well, I think many of them come from that place. You know, as Ann Coulter, I think in 2006, she wrote the book called Godless. And she talked about how liberalism is a godless ideology and everything is about government. Now, I contend that one of the reasons why in political races, especially for president, you have people losing their minds when their candidate loses. When Hillary Clinton lost to Donald Trump, you know, we have the pictures of people, at one girl sitting cross-legged, just screaming at the top of her lungs like some kind of a crazy person because her candidate lost and she heard the news that Donald Trump is the next president of the United States. Well, you know, if when Joe Biden was declared the president in the 2020 election, well, most conservatives were forlorn at that news. We were disheartened at that news, but I didn't see anybody screaming like a crazy person. What's the difference? Well, if all your trust is in government and not in God, you know, regardless of what happens to America, it doesn't change a believer's situation. We trust God. We don't look to government to meet our needs. We look to God. And we serve in our government as the Bible tells us to do. And as the Bible is clear, we are supposed to, as the exiles were told in Jeremiah 29, hey, live in Babylon and plant vineyards in Babylon and seek for the welfare of the city of Babylon, that wicked place. Seek for the welfare of that city, for in its welfare you find you will have welfare. Jeremiah 29, verse 7. Seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile and pray to the Lord on its behalf, for in its welfare you will have welfare. Now, I take that verse to heart in terms of what is a Christian to be doing in America today? You know, we've had people, Bill Federer, has been on the program many times, and we read the book that he wrote, Silence Equals Consent, great book. And he was talking about how Christians over time in America, at first they were very, very involved in the government, in politics, in governing, you know, cities and states and that kind of thing. But then they got the notion that, you know, the Lord's kingdom is not of this world, which is true. That's what Jesus said. But that we should just get out of politics, that politics is a dirty business and governing is a dirty business, and just get out of it and leave it for the secular people. Well, if you do that, which many did, well, then who's left to run the thing? People that don't have a fear of God. And so you get disaster when that happens. So I think that we need to have Christians very involved in school boards and in local elections and in state elections and federal elections. And the people that love the Lord and love His word need to be the ones in charge so that we can seek for the welfare of all people. I was challenged, I think I'd mentioned this on the air this week, but I was challenged on X. Somebody said, well, what has Donald Trump done for the middle class or something like that? And I said, well, you know, he's restoring law and order, which helps every class. He's eradicating people who are in this country illegally, which is helpful to America. And, you know, you have these people on the left that are so opposed to that we would remove people who are in this country illegally and remove criminals. And, you know, that Trump wants to come into Chicago and clean up the city. And people are opposed to that. The left is opposed to that. Pritzker in Illinois is opposed to that. Well, why would you be opposed to that? Why would you be opposed to making the streets safer? That's good for everyone. But as we've said, you know, whatever Trump is for, they're against. I saw on Facebook where somebody was saying, this is what Trump is for, and this is what he's doing, this is what he campaigned on, and this is what he's doing. It was a long list of things that he said he was going to do, that he's doing, and what does the left, what's on their agenda? It's just be against Trump. That's all they have. Whatever Trump is for, we're against. And Trump is a master at putting people in these situations where you are supporting something that 70 to 80% of the country believes like Trump does. 70 to 80% of the country, they're going to be pro-law and order. And you're the one fighting for Garcia, the MS-13 gang member, allegedly. You know, those are saying, no, he's just a good choir boy. But this guy that beat his wife and did these terrible things and is involved in human trafficking, they're supporting him. He's their new poster child. And how dare we deport this guy, the Maryland man, and all these things. He just puts them in a situation with, you know, biological men playing women's sports. They're for that. Tim Walz putting tampons in the boys' restrooms. Oh, that's just ridiculous. That is ludicrous. Yet Trump is the master at showing, and I think this is just God showing, this is where this ideology leads. It leads to statements like Tim Kaine saying, it's very troubling if you believe that your rights come from God. Well, no, it's not very troubling. That's how the country was founded. And I would encourage Tim Kaine to reread the Declaration of Independence. Well, Ron DeSantis, maybe you saw him. He was in the news. They had gotten some judge to say alligator Alcatraz needs to be shut down, has to be shut down because it violates laws or whatever. Well, he was talking about alligator Alcatraz. I love Ron DeSantis, best governor in America. And this was his comment concerning the efforts to shut down alligator Alcatraz.
The mission continues on immigration enforcement. The media was giddy that somehow alligator Alcatraz was, quote, shutting down. And we told them that that wasn't true. There have been illegal aliens continuing to be there and being removed and returned to their home country. But they ran with the narrative because some leftist judge ruled implausibly that somehow Florida wasn't allowed to use our own property to help the federal government in this important mission because they didn't do an environmental impact statement. Well, we said we would fight that. We said the mission would continue. And I'm pleased to say that the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals has just stayed that ruling and stayed the case. So Alligator Alcatraz is in fact, like we've always said, open for business. The mission continues, and we're gonna continue leading the way when it comes to immigration enforcement.
That was Ron DeSantis. I think conservatives like Alligator Alcatraz, and we want to get people who are in this country illegally out of the country. We want people to come into the country legally. You know, you hear these people. I saw Kirk Cameron had a little clip on Facebook just yesterday. I saw it, and he was listening to this woman who was saying, you know, if you're a Christian, you're for, you know, welcoming all these people and these poor people, and that just are coming to find a better life and blah blah blah. And he said, you know, that sounds good, but there are legal ways to enter America, asylum seekers and those things. Well, there are legal ways to do that. And if you come in illegally, well, that's wrong. And you have to come in legally. And we welcome, as the Statue of Liberty says, we give us your poor, you're tired, and you know the thing. Well, you're listening to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here, the pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas, and the founder of From His Heart Ministries. From His Heart is heard every weeknight at 6 p.m. Central Time right here on American Family Radio. We're up against a break, but we'll be right back. Don't go away.
Hey friends, it's Jessica Peck, Dr. Nurse Mama, as your 1 minute parenting coach. How often do you read scripture out loud with your family? Psalm 78:4 says, "We will not hide them from their descendants. We will tell the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, his power and the wonders he has done." Reading aloud to your family is one of the most powerful ways to pass down the truths of God's word. It's not just about knowledge. It's about nurturing a legacy of faith. This week, ask yourself, am I intentionally sharing God's story with my family in a way that connects their hearts to His? Are we making time to reflect on His praiseworthy deeds together? Reading out loud helps us to not only teach, but to bond, reflect, and grow together. What if you set time each day to read out loud and make God's truth a living part of your family's story? Try it out, and I'll see you on the Dr. Nurse Mama Show here on American Family Radio.
Let's think about what God has done. I would wager that his top news story is still that the free salvation through the blood of Jesus Christ is available to all. I wager that will be the top news story until that salvation is no longer available. You will have made your decision for eternity. He doesn't ask us to do anything he won't. And then he does above what we can possibly do.
Hear Todd Herman on A Disciple's View, weekdays 12 p.m. Central on AFR.
While we rejoice that Roe was overturned, the pro-choicers are very energized. They are winning the arguments and elections. We need to win them back. The people who bring you Wretched Radio have produced a powerful, persuasive, and proactive 13-lesson video series to help.
You don't need a PhD to tell you that human life is more valuable than the life of the ants.
Order Life is Best at shop.wretched.org and listen to Wretched Radio Saturday nights at 10 Central on American Family Radio.
As we share the gospel and encouragement in the Lord, we love to hear from our listeners. If you have an AFR story, now is your chance to tell it.
The scripture that came to mind was, as iron sharpens iron, so a brother sharpens the countenance of another, and you guys sharpen me.
If we've ever helped you, encouraged you, or brought a word at just the right time, we'd love to hear about it. Dial 877-876-8893 and leave a minute or two voicemail. That's 877-876-8893.
We have been so grateful through the years for the fact that you spread Jesus everywhere.
Tell us your AFR story. You might hear yourself on the air during Fall Share-a-thon, October 7th through 9th. We're collecting AFR listener stories, and we'd love to hear yours. That number again is 877-876-8893. And thanks for being a part of American Family Radio. This is Real Truth for Today. Podcasts of the program are available on the podcast page at AFR.net. Now, back to Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to the program. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. We're talking about what happened yesterday with Tim Kaine, not knowing how the country was founded, not knowing what the most famous Virginian, Thomas Jefferson, said in the Declaration of Independence, and actually saying on Capitol Hill at a hearing that he found it very troubling that the candidate before him would say that rights came from God and not from government. I think that he's just being honest about where the Democrat Party is today and where liberals are today. Everything is based on government. Their trust is in government. And it's not in God. Now, I said at the end of the broadcast, I was trying to go off memory what is written on the Statue of Liberty. And I do want to quote that verbatim. So it says, this is the Emma Lazarus. She wrote these words, November 2nd, 1883. And this is the famous part. "Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. The wretched refuse of your teeming shore, send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door." Now, people have pointed out that when people came to America, my ancestors came over from Yugoslavia and from Germany, and I'm 50% Yugoslavian, 50% German. They came over and they had to embrace the Constitution and the way we do things in the American way of life. America was called the melting pot. And they didn't come over to say, we're going to make America like where I came from. They came to America wanting to experience freedom, wanting to fight for freedom, and wanted that for their families. Well, maybe you saw yesterday that Robert F. Kennedy Jr., RFK Jr., he was being grilled on the Hill, or people on the left are calling for him to resign. They hate him because he wants to make America healthy again. Of course, who wouldn't hate RFK Jr. for wanting to make people healthy again? I mean, it's just so ridiculous. Well, he calls out the things that we're putting in our food. He calls out the fact that vaccines have increased exponentially, and America is fatter and sicker than ever before. You go back and you look at pictures in the 70s of an American beach, Florida, Texas, California, wherever, and you look and you see, okay, very few people are overweight. And now you look at pictures of a beach, and it seems like almost everybody is not just a little overweight, grossly overweight. And we are sicker than ever before. Jesse Waters, he had this to say about what RFK Jr. is doing and the fact that every American, especially every politician, ought to say, wait a minute. If we are more unhealthy, we're spending so much money on health care, we're more unhealthy than ever before, and diseases have skyrocketed, autism among children skyrocketed. What are we doing? Because whatever we're doing is not working. And the Gavin Newsom mindset is, well, we got to throw more money at it. It's like, wait a minute, the money we've thrown at it, how is that being used? Is that effective? And you got to step back and face the brutal facts. It's like, this isn't working. We need to come up with a different plan. Here was Jesse Waters talking about RFK Jr. being grilled on the Hill.
We just want to look at the underlying data. And that's not controversial. In fact, that's the scientific method. And the people that are saying this guy's anti-science were double masking. They were face shielding. They were shutting down beaches and parks and schools. And they actually think Joe Biden's healthy. And they think you can power the world economy with windmills, Greg, with windmills. Mm-hmm. Talk about anti-science. So I'm glad he went up there and battled these people. This is a big battle. He is the most popular member of the cabinet. And MAHA is the most bipartisan, popular piece of this agenda. I think we can all agree, if we've been to the beach recently, that we don't look so good. And it's not a coincidence that we stopped looking good after we added all this stuff to the food, upped all the shots, stuck our faces in the screens all day. Oh, all of a sudden we're popping pills and we all look horrible, and we're spending $1 trillion a year to make ourselves healthier, and we're getting sicker. We're the fattest, sickest, and most mentally ill we've ever been. And this guy's the one guy that was sent in like a heat-seeking missile to blow the place up. Good. I say blow it up. And if you're against it, then you want America to stay sick.
That was Jesse Waters. Hard to argue with that. Well, they're very upset at JFK Jr. because he's upsetting the apple cart at the CDC, the Center for Disease Control. In my opinion, the CDC has so prostituted itself to the Democrats. The things that they did during COVID, just the blatant lies that they shared during COVID. To me, once you lie like that, just lie through your teeth, and you don't retract the lie and you don't own up to it, why should I ever believe you? I would be a fool to believe you because you've proven to me that you are okay with lying. And I think about that with politicians. Elizabeth Warren just lies through her teeth. Maybe you saw the clip where she was being grilled on Joe Biden's health. And this guy, she was like, he said to her, you know, you said that Joe Biden was healthy and he was sharp as a tack, or whatever she said to those, you know, along those lines. And she goes, well, that's what I witnessed. And the guy asked her, he said, Do you really think, and did you really think, that he was as sharp as you? And she started to hold back a chuckle because she realized how ridiculous her stand is and was. And the guy kept pressing her and pressing her. And finally she said, well, okay, let's move on. You know, this is ancient history. Actually, it's not ancient history, but that was kind of her attitude. Well, we're moving forward. You know, when Chuck Schumer was asked about the things that he said about Joe Biden and his health being good, he didn't want to answer the question. He just said, well, we're moving forward. You know, Joe Biden is not president anymore. He's out of office. We're moving forward. Well, wait a minute. You're the guys that told us he was so healthy. You're the guys that told us he was so sharp. You have to have accountability for those statements. And so, you know, we would be foolish as Americans to keep believing people who are lying through their teeth. Don't believe liars. That's why I posted the other day on X, anybody who watches CNN and believes what they say, you want to be lied to. You want to, you don't care about the truth. You just want the narrative that you want to hear. And CNN is just, they're just known liars. It's just there in video after video after video. And Sebastian Gorka, we played some clips from Sebastian Gorka. Just Russia, Russia, Russia hoax. And he just gives it back to him. Sebastian Gorka, you wouldn't want to tangle with him intellectually. That guy's smart and he's well spoken. And if you're coming at him with lies, he's going to rip you up. So all these things are taking place in our country today, and Christians need to be aware of what's going on, and we need to be in tune with the Lord. Obviously, that is the most important, have our eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, but we need to be aware of what's going on in the culture. And as I wrote in the book, The Devil's Newsroom, it's all about the devil's lies. How does the devil work? He works through lies. That's all he's got are lies. He is a liar, Jesus said, and the father of lies. And as Hebrews 5:14 tells us, solid food, the meat of the word of God, solid food is for the mature man who, because of practice, has his senses trained to discern good and evil. Kalos, the Greek word for what is good, and evil, kakos, K-A-K-O-S, what is evil. And kalos and kakos, interesting how they are very, very similar. They're just one letter off. And that's how the devil works. He comes at us with something that's just a little off. And that way he can deceive us and dupe us because it sounds right. But the reality is it's not right. And as we keep going back to the Word of God over and over and over again in our daily lives, and as we're involved in church, we hear the Word preached, and we're around Christians and singing the praises and fixing our eyes on Jesus, we're reminded again what is true and what is false. So I've been preaching a series on the book of Jude. Jude, that little book, 25 verses, tucked in right there, right before Revelation. And it's a book that exposes apostates, false teachers who come in, who secretly introduce destructive heresies, as Peter said, even denying the master who bought them, bringing swift destruction upon themselves. And many will follow their sensuality, and because of them, the way of the truth will be maligned. It's very important for Christians to be aware and discerning in the day and age in which we live. And as Jude talks on and on in his little epistle about these apostates, these false teachers, then he goes into what a Christian should do. And he says, but you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting anxiously for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to eternal life, and have mercy on some who are doubting, save others, snatching them out of the fire, and on some have mercy with fear, hating even the garment polluted by the flesh. We are to build ourselves up as we consume the Word of God. We are to pray, praying in the Holy Spirit. That means that your prayers are not just laundry list, blah, blah, blah. You know, my mind is somewhere else, but I'm just mouthing the words. So many people pray like that. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, when you pray, don't use meaningless repetition. Pray, you know, he gave us the model prayer. Pray then is in this way, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, and you know the thing. And just a little humor for Marcos, our engineer. Well, we are to pray, and we are to engage with God. Prayer is talking to God. Bible reading, Bible study is God talking to us. Prayer is talking to God. And then keep yourselves in the love of God. That is, as James said, where you're not a forgetful hearer, but you're an effectual doer. You're doing the Word of God. And Jesus said in John chapter 15, just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love. And how do we abide in the Father's love and the Lord's love? By doing what he said. Just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. You put the Word into practice in your life. You begin to do the Word, and guess what? You abide in the Lord's love. You experience his love and the fruit of the Spirit, the love, the joy, the peace, the patience, the kindness, the goodness, the gentleness, the faithfulness, the self-control. Against such things there is no law. That will dominate your life, the fruit of the Spirit. And then we are to be anxiously and expectantly awaiting the Lord's return, anxiously waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to eternal life. Jesus is coming back one day. We don't know when. He just told us to look up and be watchful, for our redemption is drawing near. And then as Jude said, what is our purpose here on this earth? It's to be a witness. Have mercy on some who are doubting. Save others, snatching them out of the fire, and on some have mercy with fear, hating even the garment polluted by the flesh. We need to be praying for those friends, neighbors, loved ones, teammates, classmates, workmates, people we come in contact with who don't have a relationship with Jesus, and talk to them about the Lord who is mighty to save. Well, we're going to open the phone lines, 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. If you have a question, a comment on some of the things we've been talking about today, or if you just have something on your mind, on your heart that you want to talk about, we are open to that. I'd love to hear from you. It's always fun to hear from our listeners. I have a dear, dear friend who listens to the program nearly every day, Darcy Lurch, and he told me some time ago, he said, I love it when people call in. And he said, that's just a neat time, and you hear people's stories, you hear their testimonies, you hear their questions. A lot of times, you know, the question you have is the question somebody else has too, and how God has worked in your life can help somebody else who's listening to say, wow, you know, if God did that for that person, maybe he can do something for me. I still remember a story from Adrian Rogers where he was talking about being a pastor in Palm Beach, Florida, and he said he had a series of meetings where he called it the Week of Champions, and he brought in all these people who were athletes and champions in their field, and he had Paul Anderson that came in. He was the strongest man in the world. And he gave his testimony, and he said on Sunday a guy came forward who said he wanted to be saved. He said, I was at church when Paul Anderson was there, and he said, oh, okay. He said, what was it that Paul Anderson said that brought you to a place of wanting to receive Christ? He said, I don't remember anything Paul Anderson said. He said, it was this other guy that spoke. And Adrian said, well, that guy wasn't on the platform. He wasn't on the program. And then he remembered, oh, that's when we had testimony time. And that guy that he's talking about is a paraplegic in a wheelchair. And that guy that came forward said, when I saw the joy of Jesus on that guy's face and how he lives in a wheelchair, I said, if God can do that in that man's life, maybe he can do something in my life too. It's amazing how our testimonies make such a difference. Well, you're listening to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. When we come back from the break, we'll take your calls, 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. Give me a call and let's talk.
As we watch world events unfold and fulfill Scripture, it's hard to believe anyone could doubt God and His Word are real. And yet there are so many who either question or completely refuse to believe it. The God Who Speaks is a 90-minute documentary that hits the doubt head-on with evidence that proves God is real and His Word is the ultimate authority. Watch it anytime and invite others to watch with you. Just visit stream.afa.net. That's stream.afa.net.
The American Family Association's mission is to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of our culture. We also support the church. Our goal is to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training for cultural transformation. We believe true morality flows from biblical principles and directs people to the manner in which God intends them to live.
Thank you for standing with the American Family Association as we seek to stop the erosion of godly values.
This is Abraham Hamilton III with AFR, and we're sending Bibles. Here's Michael with Bible League International.
Abraham, I know our hearts and prayers are with those affected by the Israeli conflict. You know, when I was in the Middle East, I met 14-year-old Ahmed, a Syrian refugee whose father died fighting for ISIS. His mother was radicalized. She had 8 children. A long story short, she became a believer after 2 Christian women taught her to read and write because she had been denied an education. She prayed nonstop for the salvation of her children to happen for 7 of them. The 8th child was Ahmed. He was going to be a suicide bomber, but I can tell you he eventually came to saving faith. Today he has helped rescue nearly 300 young men 10 to 20 years of age who were going to be suicide bombers. There's a need for 300 Bibles in that part of the world. I know there's a lot of pain and suffering, but there's also plenty of hope, and we're praying that you'll get involved today.
$5 sends a Bible, $100 sends 20, $500 sends 100. You can give by calling 800-YES-WORD, 800-YES-WORD, or visit sendbiblesnow.org. That's sendbiblesnow.org.
Hi, I'm Jan Harper. If you are a pastor's wife, come be encouraged and renewed as you share your challenges and stresses unique to pastors and their wives.
The AFA Pastors and Wives Fishbowl Retreat is coming October 28th through the 30th. You're invited to join us at Pickwick Landing State Park in Counts, Tennessee for 3 days of encouragement, renewal, and worship. Once again, Brother Bert Harper, AFA Director of Family and Pastoral Ministries, will host the retreat along with his wife, Jan. Our speakers will include J.J. Jasper and Dr. Alex McFarland. If you've attended in the past, we'd love to see you again. And if you've never experienced a fishbowl retreat, we especially invite you to be refreshed and renewed. The per-couple admission price includes lodging, meals, and materials. Visit repairingthefoundations.net to learn more and register. That's repairingthefoundations.net.
The AFA Pastors and Wives Fishbowl Retreat. We'd love to see you there.
If you'd like to contact Pastor Jeff, email pastorjeff@fromhisheart.org. Now, back to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to the program. We are opening the phone lines, 888-589-8840, 888-589-8840. If you have a question or comment, brief testimony, love to hear from you. And the phone lines are lighting up, and that's always exciting. And so we have Lynn on the line from Arkansas. Lynn, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Thank you. Yeah, I was going to say the first thing that happened to change me in the health world was my husband was sick. He was in the hospital. They couldn't find out what was wrong with him, and finally we went to a naturopath, but this was many years ago in California, and they were accepted there. And he went on a, put him on a juice cleanse, and he was healed, and it was ended up being colitis was what was wrong with him. But anyway, along the way, though, I mean, it is hard to be healthy in this world because there's so many. There are a lot of deceptive things when you buy food. Like, a lot of people will just look at what the label says on the front, like natural, or like I went to buy ice cream for a diabetic one time, at a gathering, and you know, on the front it says no high fructose corn syrup, and then you turn it around on the ingredients and it says corn syrup, and then it says, you know, it has some other stuff, sugar, whatever, and then it says corn syrup again. You know, so the labeling laws right. are really corrupt.
Right.
And, yeah, so anyway, one place where I shop, they have what they call a health coach. And, you know, if she doesn't know about something, she'll research it. But a lot of these people know a lot. Now, I don't agree with the nutritionists from the standard universities.
Mm-hmm.
On some things, okay, but, you know, anyway, I was going to say, on Jenna Ellis's show, sometimes she has a guy named Raw Egg Nationalist. I can't remember which, if he's on X or what he's on, but anyway, and he was saying how many food regulations there are, and there's like thousands.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you can get some of the basics at least, and you learn as you go along. But a lot of times you learn what not to get and
yeah,
as much as possible to eat real food.
For sure. That's very good. My doctor gave me an app called the Nutrition App, and it will tell you what's in that food. And it's a pretty good app, and it doesn't give you, you know, this reams of stuff. It's pretty concise. But you're exactly right, Lynn. We're told something on the label that's not correct. And I appreciate RFK Jr. You look at the guy, and he looks like somebody built him in a factory. He's 67, 68 years old, whatever he is, and he's got the body of a 30-year-old guy, very muscled up, very fit. And you say, hey, whatever he's doing, let me listen to him, because it seems to be working. So I appreciate the call, Lynn. Thanks for listening to the program. We have Jim on the line from Arkansas. Jim, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Thank you, Pastor Jeff. Listen to you a long time. Big supporter.
Thank you, brother.
Look forward to seeing you one day in glory.
Yeah.
Anyway, just real quick, a theological point I heard on the other day. You know, I had a lot of shame from my past sins, past mistakes, and this person said, God doesn't hold on to our sins, neither should we. And that, like, really freed me up. So that's for everyone. Wow. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the other thing is, on the political, I love that the Democrats are pushing this transgender stuff. I love that they want illegal aliens in this country and push it. I love that they're pushing all this environmental stuff and they want people to remain unhealthy. Keep going, Democrats. Bravo. It just pushes more people. It pushes more people to our side and diminishes you even more. So we should all be praying that they continue and not change.
Yeah, great point. You know, I've said before, Jim, that, man, if you're that committed to your cause, and you're going to go down with a ship, well, hats off, more power to you. But yeah, you're defending the indefensible, and you're just showing yourself to be out of touch with America, just like Tim Kaine. You know, we become Iran because we believe that rights come from God and not from government. And so it's like, yeah, more power to you. Keep it going. Because people start to see here's the core of what you believe, and I can't hang with that anymore. Hopefully, we'll see more and more people will come out of the ether and realize, hey, I can't support that. So I agree with you. Keep going, you know, those on the left, and show us your true colors, and people will see that they can't support it. God bless you, my brother. Thanks for calling in. We have Daniel on the line from Texas. Daniel, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Good morning. I got a cold, so I'm you know, it's hard to understand me. But listen, I listen to you, and you're a great preacher. You know, I listen to you Sunday mornings. You know, when you're on air, and I listen to your show not every day, but quite often.
Thank you.
And I listen to Adrian Rogers. And I listened to Jack Hibbs, excuse me, and Dave Jeremiah, and y'all great preachers. And I go to my Sunday school class, which is great, and go to my Sunday service, which is which is not very great, you know. And he's 40 years old, and I guess he just learned to preach, I guess. I don't know, but sometimes I just leave, you know, because he didn't preach like y'all preach, you know, the same issues y'all preach on, you know. That's all I want to say, you know. It's just me, I guess.
Well, I appreciate you calling in, Daniel. Thank you for your kind comments. I would encourage you this way. You got a 40-year-old pastor. Pray for him, and not that I'm saying you don't, but, you know, pastors want to connect with people. We want to be faithful to the truth. I'm talking about guys whose hearts are in the, you know, right and wholly devoted to the Lord. It's preaching is harder than it looks. And, you know, I remember the first time I did a wedding, you never really thought about a wedding until you have to do one. And then it's like, wait a minute, how do I do this? How do I transition from this to this? And, preaching is like that. It can seem like it's not very hard, but it is hard. You have to be called to do it. And some guys are better at it than others. Adrian used to say this, he said, people can preach the gospel better than I can, but no one can preach a better gospel. And we all have the same gospel. If we're going to be faithful to the truth and we want to trust God, do our best, study to show ourselves approved as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, handling accurately the word of truth. But just pray for that guy that the Lord would encourage him and find things that he does well and encourage him in that, because he's probably well aware of his deficiencies. And so, you know, to get a guy, you know, excited about studying more and spending more time, find things he does well and praise him for it. But I appreciate the call, Daniel. God bless you, brother. And thanks for listening. We have David on the line from Conway, Arkansas, not too far from me. David, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Hey, Brother Jeff. Thanks for taking my call. I listen to your show every chance I get, so I appreciate it. Couple of questions I have. One is, do we have to, in order to be forgiven of our sins, do we have to actually ask to be forgiven? I know Christ died for all of our sins, but do we have to repent to be forgiven? And my other question is it possible to walk away from the faith and lose your salvation? Mm-hmm. I know that God, you know, covers all of our sins and forgives us of everything. But as, for example, like a pastor that walks away from the faith and then starts teaching against it, that it's all fake, it's ridiculous, right, and then they die. Is it truly once saved, always saved, or is it possible to lose that if you turn your back on God?
Yeah, great questions, David. Well, once you're truly saved, you're saved forever, because Ephesians 1, in him you also, after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having also believed, you were sealed in him with the Holy Spirit of promise, who's given as a pledge of our inheritance with a view to the redemption of God's own possession. So when you give your life to Christ, and that is understanding you're a sinner, you're in desperate need of a Savior, and you surrender your life to Jesus. Adrian used to say, you don't whisper a prayer through the keyhole of the door. You open the door of your heart and say, Lord, I give myself to you. I want you to save me. When you do that, as blind Bartimaeus did, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Then he comes in, and he comes in forever. But now what you have with lots of people who walk away from the faith, 1 John chapter 2, verse 19 says this, they went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have remained with us. But they went out in order that it might be shown that they all are not of us. Judas was a tare among the wheat, but nobody could tell except Jesus. Jesus said, did I not choose you, the 12? Yet one of you is a devil. And by this statement, he was referring to Judas Iscariot. Well, the disciples didn't know that Judas Iscariot was the devil. They thought he was one of them. They were shocked when they found out that he was the betrayer. You can make the case that Judas was the most trusted of the 12 because they made him the treasurer, yet Judas was a thief and he would steal from the treasure box. And so you have, that's the whole purpose of Jude. Certain men have crept in unnoticed, ungodly persons who turn the grace of God into licentiousness and deny our only Master and Lord Jesus Christ. They look like they're part of the team, but they're not on the team because they're, as Jude says, devoid of the Spirit. And Romans chapter 8 says that if you don't have the Spirit of God, you don't belong to Him. Because that is what a Christian is. He's a temple of the Holy Spirit who's in you, whom you have from God. Now, the other question you asked about, do we have to confess every sin in order to be forgiven? Once you receive Christ, you're forgiven, you're justified. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, Romans chapter 8, verse 1. But now the 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. When we sin, and we are very cognizant of the fact that we sin deliberately, or we lost it with our kids or our spouse or something, we blew our top, you're convicted about that. You know that you sinned, and you have to confess that to God to get right with Him. And so we don't come to the Lord to confess our sins so that He'll still be our Father. You have to make the difference between sonship and fellowship. I become a son of God the moment that I turn from sin and embrace Jesus as Savior and cry out to Him. He saves me. I become His child. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, Romans chapter 5, verse 1. But I can fall out of fellowship with God. That's why we read in Jude chapter 1, verse 20 and 21, keep yourselves in the love of God. And how do I do that? It's when I sin, I confess that immediately, quickly, get my life right with God. Now, there are probably some things that we're not aware of that we're doing. If the Lord just convicted us for everything all at once, we would just be overwhelmed. You know, you have this sinful tendency and this sinful thought and this sinful attitude. So as the Lord convicts us, as we come before Him, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxious thoughts. And see if there be any hurtful way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Then the Lord does that, and He searches us, and He starts to poke and prod. Let's work on this, let's work on this, let's work on that. And those are the things that are very important, that we repent and ask God to forgive us of any known sin so that we can be in fellowship with Him. So it's a great question, David. I hope that's helpful. And if you want to follow up on that, just email me. PastorJeff@FromHisHeart.org, PastorJeff@FromHisHeart.org. Love to hear from you. We have time for one more call, and we have Vanessa in Corpus Christi. Vanessa, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Pastor Shreve. I certainly greet you today and your listeners with the love of Jesus Christ, who's my Lord and Savior.
Well, good. Thank you.
You're welcome. And so I wanted to comment today. I certainly appreciate you for pointing out the absurd comments made by Senator Tim Kaine, who's a senator out of Virginia. It's just absolutely absurd. I mean, the Declaration of Independence, as you stated earlier, is quite clear. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, and among them are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So I don't understand how the Democrat Party can continue to support individuals like this. As a matter of fact, it should be a wake-up call for the Democrat Party. They are moving in the wrong direction. Now you have an individual that almost became Vice President of the United States of America stating that our rights don't come from God, they come from government. It's absolutely absurd. I want to encourage you to continue pushing back against the principalities and evils and this evil in high places. So thank you so much, and I encourage you, and may God bless you and continue to power forward.
Thank you, Vanessa. Such a great word of encouragement. I appreciate that so much. And thanks for listening to Real Truth for today. It is a joy to get to speak with you. Hey, have a great weekend and go out. Remember, your job on this earth is to be the Lord's faithful witness, to shine and to share. And so do it with a heart of joy. This is the day that the Lord has made. God is good. God loves you. And God works all things together for good to those who love Him. God bless you.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.